Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
The question is, where will we put that Peabody Award when we finally win it?
Yes, and the other question is, who will take it? It's yours.
I think we're more likely to win a Mr. Peabody Award than... Hey, Mr.
Quite
Peabody
true.
And Sherman.
Quite true, Sherman.
We won the award.
Quite true, Sherman.
Welcome into our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. Our Food Time Show this week, zeroing in, or if you use the English language, zeroing in on all things salad this week. There's nothing better on a day like today than just a nice, wonderful, fresh salad. The only thing that I would like better than making a salad right at this moment is waiting about a month when everything in my yard is, you know, is ripe and ready to be picked. And the only thing better is that fresh picked, delicious flavor that you certainly don't get from grocery stores, that you sometimes get from farmers market. But one of the things I look forward to most every year, you know, is coming home from work, going out to my backyard, picking some fresh greens. I have a whole bunch of different like salad greens and Swiss chard and kale and things like that growing in my backyard. I've got tomatoes that aren't... Well, I did get some tomatoes that were ready to be picked this week, but mostly they're not going to be ready for about another 2-3 weeks, something like that. I've got green peppers. I've got cucumbers. I've got all kinds of salad things. I love going out there and just picking everything, and then about 10 minutes after I pick it, I'm eating it. And the flavors are so robust and so unbelievable. It's one of the most delightful things, as I say, that I look forward to every year. And lately, I've been looking for some new salad recipes. And I found a bunch of them on America's most popular vegetarian food blog. It's called cookieandkate.com. It's put together by cookbook author Catherine Taylor, who joins us on the phone right now. Catherine, it's so nice to have you on with us today.
Hi, Dean. Thank you so much for having me.
Do you agree with me about just being able to go outside and picking some stuff fresh and enjoying it? There's nothing like it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally jealous of your garden outside. I feel like a kid in a candy store at the farmer's market when I go.
Oh, it's the best. Farmer's markets? Are you kidding? You got to stop me when I go there. I wind up filling up my whole car with stuff that I'll never even get to because I have all these great ideas when I'm shopping.
I know it's hard. I'll come home with like 10 pounds worth of produce and it's right. Just cooking for me.
Right. Right. Exactly. So, you write about all things vegetarian, but just in terms of salad, you had a great piece of 20 epic salads. What makes a salad epic to you?
I think it's just a combination of complementary flavors and fresh ingredients that you can't really get from like a bagged salad or a fast food place. So I'll use all kinds of greens, add-ins. Since I'm vegetarian, I'll add heartier ingredients, often like quinoa or beans or nuts. So it's really fun to me to see what kind of combinations I can come up with.
All right. Well, let's start off with some of your favorite. Do you have a favorite, very favorite go-to recipe that you love?
Well, that's so hard to say. I am really into this chopped Italian salad that I came up with a few months ago. It would go great. Honestly, I've eaten it as a meal. It also lightens up all kinds of heavier Italian dishes. Also really into this Thai-themed salad that I made. It has sort of a light peanut dressing and mango in it.
Okay, let's go back to the Italian chopped for a second. What are some of the things that go into that?
Well, we have cherry tomatoes, chickpeas. It's all tossed in a sun-dried tomatoes kind of give it some extra oomph. Got pickled peppers, celery, make it extra crisp, and radicchio just for a little extra bitterness. It really works with the rest.
Yeah, and so you just chop it up. What kind of lettuce do you use in it?
I just do romaine. And a lot of restaurants, you'll find iceberg, which is kind of boring.
But super crispy, though. I think that's probably what they're looking for with the head lettuce is the crispiness, but there is virtually zero nutritional value in head lettuce. But the romaine dressing, much more nutritional value, much more dietary fiber in it also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, romaine is really, it could be considered a superfood. It just doesn't get any attention like kale or those other trendy ingredients.
And then what kind of dressing are you putting in? I mean, really, an Italian chopped salad, a chopped salad, you could put virtually anything in there. That's one of the things that I like about it. So you've got all these great, veggies in there and the garbanzo beans that you said that add a lot of protein to it, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like homemade dressings just make a world of difference as well. So the one that I made for the Italian salad includes olive oil, of course, red wine vinegar, and some spices like Dijon mustard, garlic, and oregano.
Oh, wow. So pretty simple. A pretty simple but very delicious dressing at the same time. Now, you I think you said that you're vegan, right?
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. So
I'll add cheese and whatnot.
Do you ever put, I mean, this is a salad that you could easily put chicken into. Some people will put, sorry if this is like a swear word to you, bacon.
No, it's not.
Into
I miss bacon sometimes.
you can really spice things up quite a bit that way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my favorite things about salads. You could make it as is on the blog and serve it as a side. You could call it a meal as is, or you could add any number of proteins.
Yeah, I've done little chopped salads, very, very similar to what you're talking about. And, threw in, like I had a little extra, pasta, and I'll just throw in, like a little cup of, a pasta in it also. And it really fills it out. I mean, it really makes it a main dish.
Oh yeah. That's one of my favorite tricks. And anytime I make like a salad dressing for this salad, I'll usually just double it. And so that way I have extra salad dressing in my fridge just to sort of improvise salads and use the dressing on for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's a good one. Talking about chickpeas, the garbanzos, you make a salad of the garbanzos with carrots and dill. Is that right?
Yeah, that's one of my absolute favorites.
Oh my gosh, does that sound good?
Yeah, it's just super fresh and a little crisp and very hearty, and it would be perfect for potlucks. Or, if you're like me and you're just cooking for one, it's a fantastic option to have in the fridge and eat on all week. And it's one of those that you can really, you could serve it as is. You could put it on greens. You could get crazy and make like a burrito out of it or something.
Yeah. So what, you have the chickpeas. Do you start from scratch with chickpeas, or are you okay with the canned chickpeas?
You know, I often use canned chickpeas just because they're so easy, but I've recently bought an instant pot. It's a pressure cooker, and that does a really good job of cooking beans, so they're just right.
Hmm. Does it take a long time?
It's quicker than doing it on the stove, even if you're not soaking the beans in advance. So I think it only requires about 35 minutes cook time in the pressure cooker, but it takes, 15 to 20 minutes to warm up and cool down.
Okay.
So really, it's a little over an hour, but it's still quicker.
Yeah.
I just had better luck with it.
I was going to say, as opposed to the several hours that it can take doing it on the stove, or the 10 or 15 seconds it takes to open up a can of chickpeas.
Right.
I rinse them off to try to get some of the, sodium and stuff that they put in with them off. And they're, perfectly fine to use in a salad. What else now? You've got the chickpeas. What are you doing with the carrots? Are you grating them going in?
Yeah, for that recipe, I just grated them on a large box grater. another tool that I like to use on carrots is a julienne peeler, which turns them into long, sort of thin ribbons.
Sure, that are really super popular right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really fun little gadget.
Okay, and I noticed like you like to use fresh dill, which makes a 1,000% difference over dry dill in anything. I add fresh dill to salads all the time. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
And is that it?
It makes my grocery bag smell so good.
Right, right. Is that it with the salad, just these three ingredients?
Those are the key ingredients. I also added some celery for crunch. I feel like celery is the most underrated vegetable out there. I don't love it on veggie trays, but it's so good chopped up small in salads. And some green onions and I think red wine vinegar or sherry vinegar dressing.
Okay, that sounds delicious. Absolutely delicious. Give us another. Okay. What's another one of your favorite? I'm going to just lead you to a couple of recipes here.
Sure.
I talk about Greek food on the show all the time. I make Greek salads all the time. You make a Greek wedge salad. That sounds super delicious.
Oh, that one's fun. Yeah, and it's a beautiful presentation because it's sort of it's a whole head of romaine sliced in half and everything's piled on top. The inspiration behind that was sort of the iceberg wedge salad. So started with that base, and then I topped it with cherry tomatoes and some other sort of fresh Greek ingredients. And then so it's very colorful. There's olives, bell pepper, cucumber. And then I drizzled sort of a light lemony tahini dressing over top. So it's a little creamy. It's a little reminiscent of that ranch that you might find on an iceberg wedge salad, but it's a little healthier and definitely more colorful.
A little crumbled feta cheese in there anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And are you using this with a stalk of romaine? That's what it looks like in the picture that it goes along with the recipe.
Yeah, it's just a head of romaine that I sliced carefully vertically down the middle.
Okay, and rinsed up and cleaned it up, and instead of using head lettuce like a lot of wedges do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, sound delicious, absolutely delicious. Now, I was talking about adding a pasta to the chopped salad. You make a Mediterranean pasta salad with an interesting combination here, raw squash and feta cheese. What an interesting combination.
Yeah, thanks. That one actually made an appearance at my family's July 4th, and it was a hit.
Big hit, yeah.
Yeah, I love zucchini and yellow squash in salads if they're just sliced super thin. They're almost like cucumber in texture at that point.
So are you spiralizing them to put
no,
them?
No, that's a really, sorry, that would be a really fun idea. For this one, I just used a sharp chef's knife, but another great tool for salads that I recommend with hesitation because they're so dangerous is a mandolin.
Yeah.
And that will let you slice all kinds of vegetables just super thin. It's just easy to catch your finger.
Yeah, I've had a couple of cases where I was using a mandolin that wound up me going to the emergency room.
Oh, yeah. That happened. So far, I've only lost fingernails, but I'm scared of it.
Seriously, I have goosebumps right now even thinking of using a mandolin. That's how much I hate using them. And we'll find other things. That's why I love these. There's all kinds of new spiralizing tools that you mm-hmm. can buy in, cooking stores and cooking sections. Some are a little more complicated than others. I have one that looks, it just looks like a vegetable peeler. It's not a vegetable peeler, but it looks like one. And you just scrape, whatever the vegetable is. And, it comes off like pasta. It scrapes the vegetable like, and so the strips coming off are just like pasta. And I love the thing. It's a little bit more elbow work than, these machines that you plug the vegetable onto it and you turn and crank a handle and all that stuff. I like the final product a little more my way with my little, my little simple tool that I found someplace. I don't even remember where I bought it now.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've seen that one that you're describing, but they are super fun tools and they're less dangerous than mandolins. but I love the volume you can get from those spiralized veggies. It just makes the texture more fun.
Yeah. I make zucchini, spiralized zucchini all the time, like a pasta. Spaghetti squash, of course. Same thing. I've made salads with that. I love the taste. I love the texture. That's what I mean for summertime. These kinds of things, like your creativity is endless this time of year, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's so fun to play with raw ingredients to just taste amazing on their own and just need a little help with maybe some olive oil and seasoning.
So help us demystify kale a little bit. You even just say the word kale and people recoil. And to those people who do, when you say kale and they go, ooh, I say you have not had kale cooked properly. If you don't like it, you haven't had it cooked properly because it's delicious, I think.
Oh, it's one of my favorite ingredients. I love kale. The trick to making, I make raw kale salads all the time. Now, you don't want to just use raw kale chopped and throw that in there, but the trick is if you first remove the ribs, like those big center
the spines, right?
Veins, yep. Right. You don't want to eat those. They're too pokey. And then you chop up the kale pretty fine and then sprinkle it with just a few dashes of salt. And then you get in there and it sounds crazy, but you massage the kale. Like, you don't need to be delicate about it, but you just sort of scrunch handfuls of kale in your hands. And it will turn darker green and it'll become more fragrant. And that just makes it so much more palatable and easier to eat and just tastes so much better in salads.
Does it make it less coarse, you mean?
Yeah, it does. And also cuts down a little bit on the bitterness.
Oh, okay. All right. So, give me a recommendation for a kale salad then.
Well, I have so many to choose from. One of my favorites on my blog, I called it the Anything Goes Kale Salad. So that one I tossed with this herbed tahini dressing, which is creamy. And I find that kale salads, they need a little extra like oomph in the dressing department. So I'll usually use a little more vinegar and so they'll kind of have more of a punch. And that one includes leftover brown rice, radishes, and carrots that I cut with a julienne peeler. So they're like ribbons. And some freshly toasted pepitas.
Freshly toasted?
Pepitas.
Pepitas. Oh, like the little, okay. All right. Wow, that sounds delicious. And the tahini dressing, if folks have never tried tahini dressing, it's ground sesame, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's sort of like, peanut butter is made from peanuts and tahini is made from sesame seeds.
Yeah, so it's got that nice, toasty, yummy sesame kind of flavor. And think about that in a salad dressing and it really, kind of rises the salad to a nice, rich, delicious kind of flavor.
Yeah, it really does. In this dressing, I just used 2 tablespoons of tahini and it sort of thickens it up and makes it creamy, almost like a mayonnaise-based dressing.
Yeah.
But there's no mayonnaise.
Yeah, those are things that, you can toss into a salad. You talked about, beans in a salad, or you had talked about some quinoa in a salad or other grains. I mean, that really does elevate it, doesn't it? When you add things like that to the salad, it adds such a fullness and richness to it all. It's just really delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it feel more like a full meal, and it also adds, even more textures.
Yeah.
Makes it more interesting.
Less of a side dish and more of a main meal. Have you ever had the grain called gamut? G-A-M-U-T, gamut?
No, I don't think so.
It is. It's like a barley. I had it at a restaurant someplace. I'd never heard of it. I just thought the name was kind of funny, so I ordered it. And,
yeah, I think.
I've had it as
a
salad.
Similar that starts with a K.
Yeah.
Kemet.
Oh, maybe that's what, is that what I'm thinking of? Kamut, maybe. Maybe it is Kamut.
Yeah, I have had that.
Yeah.
It's similar to like farro or wheat berries.
Yeah, yeah, Kamut. Kamut is what it is.
Yeah.
It's K-A-M-U-T, so delicious. And it adds like a nutty, wonderful taste to just about anything. There are so many recipes to be had at cookieandkate.com. Cookie, by the way, is your partner in this endeavor, right?
Yeah, she's my little dog. She's a spotted mutt, and she's very Andre around food.
I love that you named your blog, that she's the co-owner of your blog. I love that. cookieandkate.com, and you have a new cookbook coming out too, right, called Love, Real Food?
Yeah, it came out a couple months ago, and it has, I think, 20 salad recipes in it that you can't find on the blog, including 4 of my favorite salad dressings that you can kind of make ahead and have on hand, and also my tips in there on how to build an awesome salad.
100 great recipes in here. Just really, really great. I can't wait to try them all out. I appreciate you joining us today, Kate. Thank you very much, and we hope you have a great Sunday.
Thank you, Dean. Same to you.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Joining us.